Okay,
we're
on Zayin Amud Aleph, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Hashkifim Moikashkom Nashamayim, Asinu Mashagat Aleinu. We've done what you said to us to do. Avata Asim Mashahiv Tachtonu. Do what you promised to us. This reminds me of something. Isn't that what the Kohanim say? You commanded us to mivarach them or something like that. We've done what you asked us to do. Isn't it something like that? I forgot the tefillah. Hashkifim Moikashkom Nashamayim Barach Asam Chayisrael. Bless Bnei Yisrael, Bavonim Avonis, with children. Ve'ezha Adama Asher Nasata Lanu. You bless the ground, the land, with Tarufos Matar, Bivaldos Behema. Obviously, those are all necessary. Asher Nishbarat Lanu V'sinu Eretzel V'schol V'dvash. Like you swore to our forefathers, a land of milk and honey. Now, the truth is, if you go look through the Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov promises in the Chumash, you will not find Eretz Avos Chalav Udvash. So that's what they speak out on the bottom. It's not here. Next page. Kadesh Yitin Tam Beperis. The Mishnah says Hashem will give taste in the produce. So that's what I think. That's what they speak it out in 11. Let's see. In the middle of 11, it says, although he promised them he would give their children the land, he, capital H, did not promise them that it would be flowing with milk and honey. First time he mentions milk and honey is Moshe in Exodus 3:8. So therefore, the oath to the forefathers mentioned, he must refer back to and the land you have given us. Okay, in other words, the land that you've given us, you swore to give to the forefathers. And the fact that it would be flowing with milk and honey, that's a new request, which the Mishnah is dashening, is that you'll put Tom in the Paris. Okay. With this, we end the confession. Mikan Omru, Shisrael, Umamzer, and Misvadim. That even if you're a Mamzer, you still say Vidoy, because you get a Chalak in Eretz Yisrael, regardless whether you're a Yisrael. Yes, it's telling you that quality. I always thought chalav udvash were the two extreme foods. What's the food that never spoils? Dvash. Dvash lasts unbelievable. It could last 100 years. What's the food that spoils in a matter of hours without refrigeration? Milk. So you have these two ends. Uh-huh. That's what I thought. Zavas chalav udvash means Eretz Yisrael has every food in between.
That's very interesting.
My pshat.
Sounds good.
You like it?
I like it.
Yeah. Do you have a Makar for
that? The what?
Do you have a
Makar for that? A Makar? It's right over here. You see the Makar?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, you have to have a Makar for everything with this guy. I mean, this is what you get, Tzvi. I mean, I just want to talk to you, Tzvi, you know, offline here. When you have a member of the Art Scroll board here, you have to have a Makar for everything so you can have a footnote. Can't think of anything on your own. That's just between me and you, Tzvi. Okay. Mikan Amru Yisrael Mamzer Misvadim. As long as you have a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael, Avalo Ger Mlo Avadim Meshucharim. But Ger, obviously, and Avadim Meshucharim don't have a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael, so they can't be Misvadim. Shein Lechelek Ba'aretz. And the reason why they can't say Vidu if they don't have a Chelek in Eretz is because it says, Esha Adama Ashana Sata Lanu Kasha Nishbata Labo Seinu. Now, the question is going to be, the question is, of course, you know, it's a general discussion that comes up often as far as what Geirim can and cannot say in terms of davening, in terms of vidoy, in terms of, like, what do you say? So here, he has a couple of things here which I thought was interesting. Let's see here if I can find it real quick.
When a ger gets an aliyah and shul nowadays, they say the same thing we say.
Right. I just wanted to find it where it says it says explicitly over here. No, not over here. No, I didn't see it over here. I saw it in that sefer over there from Rav Avadia Yosef. It was right. I don't think this is Rav Avadia. This is
wrote this. It's the Yalkut Yosef. Who wrote this? This is Rabbi Vanya's son that wrote this?
No,
The Yalkut Yosef, this is my brother, Yitzchak Zalzanger Zutnishtark, said he was moving, so he wanted me to take all the stuff. So I told him, I'll give it to the shul. So all those swarm over the red ones are from his library. Yes, this is from Yitzchak Yosef. This is from Avadia's son. And he has many volumes over there. There's a two-volume set called Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And I wanted to just quote you a little something over here. Let me find the... I should have looked it up before. I should have put a marker here, I'm sorry. But it's interesting.
The Rambam is posted that the Ger is Korei because he's Korei.
He is Korei?
Yeah. Like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Chachamim. That's Av Hamon Goyim.
Av Hamon Goyim. That's right. Av Hamon Goyim. Here we go.
That's Bikurim. But Bidui Maiser, the Rambam says that Ger does not. So some say that at Hadavasha, it's in the past, and since the Gerim are not part of the past, so they can't say Bidui Maiser, but Bikurim is the future, so they could say that.
Why?
The future. Say that they're not. They didn't get it, from Yerushas, from once upon a time.
But they got it now.
They'll get it in the future. All right, Hashem Yishbah, Hashem Lavatinu Latet Lanu. It's the future.
So
that includes them.
That's what he said.
Okay.
So I found what I wanted to tell you. I just wanted to see if it. Yeah. So it's two things here. Two things I want to show you here. So first, it's in Siman Mem Zayin. It says, Ger Tzedek Sha'ola Min HaTefila L'Shem Geirus. Should say Berachas HaTorah before he's Oisek in Torah. Ger Tzedek Yochel Loimer Berachas HaTorah Nusach HaShavach HaBonim Mikol HaAmim. Even though he wasn't in that, right? And he doesn't have to change the Nusach Mimitzrayim Geal Tanu HaShem Elokeinu Un Beis HaVarim Pirisanu. Even though he wasn't there, right? If he's an elder person and he's over 70, less like any other zaken. So this is some basic halachas he writes in general. But now in an earlier page, and this is what I wanted to mention to you, it says every yid should say three brachas: shalosani goy, shalosani avi, shalosani isha. And then he writes, Chaf Aleph, Ger Tzedek, Eino Mevarach Shalo Asani Goy. He should not say the Bracha of Shalo Asani Goy. And if he wants to say it, he should say it below Shem Malchus. Because how can someone who is a Ger say...
So he could say Shoshani Kirtzono.
No, you can't say that.
It's Baibish.
Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to share with you that's in it's in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch here.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, there are lots of questions that come up, and this would be the headquarters for it. Okay. Next, let's go to the Rebbeir. So Rebbeir says Aflo Kanav Leviim. They don't say Levi doing Meiser because Shalom Tachelik Rosh. They don't get a Chelik in Yisrael. Because Yom Yerushalom Arig Migrash, they are given the cities, right? They are given the 40. Cities which have an area, they're called Arig Migrash because they can't plant a certain area outside the city. It's called open space. He calls it open space cities, Arig Migrash. So he says the majority of those cities are given to Leviim. Some of them were given to Kohanim. See Hoshua chapter 21. So
because it says et hadamasha natata lanu.
Right.
But I'm saying, but that's not a specific. It's not, 6216 Pimlico Road or whatever in Eretz Yisrael. It's a general thing that Rav Shmuel gave the Jews, the land of Israel. Et hadamasha natata lanu, to the Jews. Why? I don't understand why we're getting so specific. The Kohanim
Kohanim, the Levim, everybody is a part of that.
I hear.
Fair.
That's a fair question.
If you ask the question, you got to give the answer to.
I don't know.
He goes even further over here, because the Marafolda, he brings over here a very big kiddush from Marafolda. Marafolda says that the Kohanim, even if you hold that they are going to save the Vidoy, it will only be for that produce which grows in their Arei Migrash. If they grow produce in an Eretz Achuzah that they got from somebody else, they will not say it because it's not Adama Shenasat Alonu.
Do they have to give Meiser to a different Kohen?
No. But the Melechah Shlomo says that just like Yisraelim say Meiser confession for produce grown on land that is not their ancestral inheritance, so too the Kohanim and Levim should recite it even for produce grown outside of the Arig Migrash. The Rambam Hilchos Bikurim and Meiser Sheni seems to agree with this latter view. Okay. Very good. So let's keep going. Yachran Kain Garol, Hever Hoidoyas HaMeiser. Now this was something you asked me yesterday. About why Bismarck, whether Bismarck, we say Vidoy Meiser, I think you asked me yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, it happens to be, you just have to wait to today, because it says in the Mishnah that Yochanan Kohen Gadol stopped people, he brought it to an end. He stopped doing it. Now, we're not going to know the reason for that until tomorrow, when we learn the Gemara that has three reasons why he did that. And that's tomorrow's daf. But anyway, but in the Mishnah, suffice it to say that he stopped it. Afu bitl sama'oirin, the awakeners, I don't know what that is. Anoikvim, the strikers, don't know what that is. Ayyam of Hoyipatish Makeh B'Yerushalayim, until his day, until Yechon Kohen Gadol. Which there's a discussion exactly who this is exactly. Some say this is the Yechon Kohen Gadol that we're all familiar with from Yala Nisim. Others say it's John. Right? This is the Yochanan Kohen Gadol in Brachas 29a, who became a Sadducee towards the end of his 80-year tenure. This latter Yochanan Kohen Gadol was either Yochanan Hyrcanus, John, the grandson of Matisyahu Lechashmonai, or Alexander Yanai. Interesting as to who he was exactly. Anyway, we're going to go with the first opinion. Now,
are you
going to
be
a apostle? I don't know. The Gemara says like this. Here.
Where are you reading?
I'm reading in footnote 22. Well, that one I just read was in footnote 18 on 57A4. And now I'm going to start 22. Now, 22 it says that on Chol HaMoed, the intermediate days of Chol HaMoed of Pesach Sukkos, so there's only something which is Dover HaAved is Mutter. Now, blacksmiths are permitted, in principle, to perform their work on Chol HaMoed to prevent a Dover HaAved. But Yochanan Kohen Gadol made a takana that they should not perform their work because of the loud noise. So either the pshat is it was heard far distance, so they didn't realize, people hearing it wouldn't know that it's really the blacksmiths, or because it's because Av Shemilsa, that's a Zilzul Moed. Whatever the reason is, he was mavatalet. Okay, that's what it means. I gemma for you patash makam Yerushalayim. His be'etzim of stover ha'aved, it would have been mutter, but he stopped it. Ubiyom aveinon and tzorch lishol ha'demai. And what this is a little kind of funny, that nobody needs to ask about demai. What does it mean? You don't have to ask about demai.
It's for sure.
Yeah. So what does that mean exactly? What was happening before and what was happening after? We were matrish misophic maestris on demai before. What did he change? He couldn't change that we wouldn't have to be matrish maestris. That's not possible. The achshar dori, like the generation is getting better and firmer. There are no ma'amaratsim? Absolutely not. If anything, it's getting worse. So what does it mean? You don't have to ask. So, it says, no, we're not talking about Vidoy anymore. We're done with the Vidoy. Now we're talking about, in general, certain things have changed. So in 23, He says that the Rambam, I'm just going to tell you the Rambam's prat. The Rambam commentary to our Mishnah at the bottom of 23, the left-hand column, he says that before his decree, a chaver would not buy produce from an Am Haaretz without inquiring whether it had been tithed. After this decree, this precaution was no longer necessary. The chaver would have to tithe it in any event. So basically, he's saying there's no point in asking. I don't know what the point of asking was before either. I mean, he did have the nemanis. I'm not sure. I really don't get it. I guess he would ask to know whether it was Vadai. So if I tell him, you know, did you take Mysus? And he says, no, I didn't take Mysus. I know I have to take Mysus Vadai. So my heterim for Demai go out the window. If he says, yes, I did take Mysus, and then I probably have to take Mysus anyway because of Takhon Drabban, we don't believe him. We don't believe him. I'm not sure exactly. But whatever it is, if there's no point, because we're never going to believe him, no matter what, I'm not sure. No, that really doesn't make any sense what I'm saying. I'm working myself into a corner here. Because you're gonna don't bother asking because you have to take it. I don't know. This is a difficult pshat. The earlier pshat is even worse. It says here, Rashi and Sota says, right, the enactment of Demai requires Chaverim to tithe any produce they bought from Am Haaretz. This permits us to assume all produce in the hands of a Chaver has been tithed. After Yochanan's enactment of Demai, it was not necessary for a Chaver who bought produce from another Chaver to inquire whether it had been tithed. Now, this is news to me. I never knew that I had to ask the Chaver. If I buy from a Chaver, there's a Chazak and a Chaver, and he made some Takas Yom Dov Shein Mezukan. So, of course, I don't have to ask him. This is like, what was he Mesakan? I totally didn't understand what Rashi was saying. But I'll call upon him. As I state in Rashi, I have to say it. He says it in Saita Daf Mem Zayin, at the end of Saita. Okay, this is a little tarky, and we have to leave this for more Ian for another time. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the Gemara now. So the Gemara says, V'yisvan of Yom Teresh and Shal Pesach. Why is he, let's say he's doing Bir Meiser on the Erev Pesach, right? And he got rid of everything. So now comes the first day of Pesach. You should go out and say Bidur right then. What are you waiting to the end of Pesach by Mincha to say the Bidur? That's the Gemara's Kasha. On Amud Beis, it says, Kadeshi Hiloi Maloicha Beregel. That what he's actually doing is when he gets rid of Maisras, so let's take Maisras Sheni for example. So I get rid of all my Maisras Sheni. I don't really get rid of all of it. I'm sitting here in Yerushalayim, and I'm going to leave over enough Maisras Sheni that I predict that I'm going to need over the holiday. So I'll be able to eat Maisras Sheni through Chol Hamoed. And then when I'm done, I'll do Bir up into the amount that I need to eat over the holiday, and then after that, at the end of the holiday, that's when I'm going to go ahead and do my vidoy. That seems to be the answer.
So when do you take care of whatever's left over?
So you mean if you didn't finish everything and you had a little bit left over, you'd get rid of it then.
That's what people say. The whole chop was that you can't do beer on Yom Tov.
Right. Right, you can't do beer on Yom Tov, you can't do beer on Chol Hamoed.
How much do you get it
done? Yeah, what Dov is asking, what if you didn't? I mean, you're asking a practical question I don't have an answer for.
I'm saying the whole
hop
of beer.
You have to do the beer to the extent possible, Erev Yom Tov. That still holds true, and the reason was, as we said, because we don't want you doing beer on Chol Hamoed. But you are allowed to leave over an amount that you could eat. So now, you're asking me a practical question. What happens if you didn't finish what you put aside to eat?
You bury it.
I guess you have to do something like that. I can't bury it on Yom Tov. Whatever. Akasha from Lisa.
Okay, he should just say the vidui, and then it won't be his anymore.
What?
Make it after.
What kind of vidui is this? This is a new kind of vidui?
Be arti
ha-kodesh min ha-bayis. We've been saying all along, when it comes to Maaser Sheni and Neter Avayi, It means absolute destruction. It's not being mafgarit. Don't get mixed up with the beer of after Shemitah. That's a different type of a beer. So, in fact, the Gemara be is fine of a chakras. Say we do in the morning. Why do you have to wait until mincha time? This is a question of zrizus, right? First question was, why don't you do it the first day yantif? Now we're asking, why wait till mincha time? Why don't you just do it in the morning? I'd come in so huloicho. Until then, in the morning, he has a mitzvah to eat. That's the answer. So the Gemara didn't want to deprive anyone of the opportunity to perform this mitzvah with Miser Sheni and Ravai and establish the afternoon as the time to perform the confession. So what does this tell us? So some of Farshim say, you see clear from this Gemara, that there's no mitzvah of Shal Shunas on Yontif. Because you're seeing, it's just the morning we're setting aside. There's no setting aside for a Shal Shunas. It's Yadua that the Vilna Gaon was makvid on Shal Shunas on Pesach only. Right?
What was
the reason? Because it was the Chaviva HaMitzvah of Matzah.
No, you were just saying that because it says.
You mean Hetzerai for the Gemara?
No.
The Gemara says that let him say Vidui in the morning. The Gemara says, no, we're not going to say Vidui in the morning because that you need to be Mekayim Mitzvah Achila. You say it in the afternoons, there's no more Mitzvah Achila then, obviously. There's no Mitzvah of Shal Shunas. Others will say fakert. What the Gemara is saying is that you wait until close to Shkia because there is a mitzvah Shal Shunas. You know, you can do what you want, bend it any way you like. So a person has to say when he's mafreshet, right? No, I'm skipping. That's another thing. It's going to come later. First, the Gemara says no. Tani v'habikon. There's a brisa that says not only is ma'aser shena netar avayi considered kodesh biyati hakodesh min avayis, but bikurim is also considered kodesh. So you have a mitzvah to bring bikurim to the Beis Hamikdash and give it to the kohen. If you didn't do that, right, you have to be mevarit. So that's this brisa. Man tana bikurim. Who said that? So where it says Rabbanit. That's the Rabbanit. Let's see what it says here. Man lo tana bikurim. So our Mishnah, which doesn't have bikurim, right? So you have two girsos. You have our Mishnah that only has Maaser Sheni and Taravai, and you have this brisa that added bikurim. So who holds you are garis bikurim like the brisa? That's the Rabbanit. And who doesn't? Who isn't garis? Who's like our Mishnah that doesn't have it in the list? That's Reb Shimon. This Nina. Now we're going to see who these two are. Chayav Mavir. Maaser Sheni and Bikurim are subject to Bior. Reb Shimon Paiter, he holds Bikurim are not subject to Bior. Okay, he holds Bechlal. Let's see, number 8. So it says, according to Reb Shimon, Bikurim are not subject to the law of removal. Rather, they are subject to the law of removal through distribution. Right, if you have Bikurim that have already been brought to the temple but have not been given to the Kohanim, you just have to give them to the Kohanim. If they have not been brought to the temple, they may not be brought now at the time of Bir because they may not be brought after Hanukkah. Instead, they're left to rot. Okay, so there you have, so Bikurim is a little special, right? As you learned in Bikurim, that the time for Havas Bikurim is up until Hanukkah. After that, you don't bring it at all. So here we're talking, you're on Pesach already. So what are you going to do? If you had brought it already, Beis HaMikdash, you can give it to the Kohanim and distribute it according to Reb Shimon. All right? Okay. Otherwise, it's rotting. Let's see here. So the rabbis who held what? So this is a tliya. The rabbis who hold that Bikurim are subject to destruction said, that's going to be included in the Vidui. So that's going to be like the Brisa. Conversely, Reb Shimon, who holds Bikurim, are exempt from Bior. So that's going to be like our Mishnah that doesn't list Bikurim in the list. That's the Gemara's being Toila, our Mishnah, and the Brisa in this Machlokas. Now, Sati La Levi, give it to the Levi. So the Gemara understands this to be the Levi, only Levium and not Kohanim. Mikansha, Enoisim, Maisel, Kohanim, you do not give to the Kohanim. What?
Maaserishon.
Do not give Maaserishon to the Kohanim. Amar Rabbi Yonah, Zusameras, Nisraf, Tivlo, Eni Yochel Esvados. If, let's suppose I had tevel and a fire broke out, not my fault, complete accident. Fire breaks out and burns down my tevel. I wasn't able to give it to the Levi. You cannot say vidoy because you can't say gam nasativ la Levi. You didn't give it to the Levi, so you're up the creek. Okay. The Mishnah mentioned the violation of Leka and Shekha and Peah, that it is not Ma'akev Duya Vidui, Istai Tony Kalam Mitzvah Shabbatara Ma'akvos. There's a Tana that says any mitzvah in the Torah prevents you from saying the Maaser confession. When I say any mitzvah, any one of Tayag mitzvahs, okay? Tayag mitzvahs, that's what it says here, 16. You say, Asisi kuchol mitzvah socha asher tzivisoni. I did like all your mitzvahs that you commanded me. That's
not related,
Taya.
Not related to this.
Not to this at all. You're saying, I did every mitzvah in the Torah the way I'm supposed to.
How many people were actually mitzvahed?
According to this price,
zero. How can you be sure?
I did the best I could. I tried hard.
No, that's not what it says. It doesn't say you tried hard. That you did the best that you could.
It says you slid home. You touched all the races.
It's machlokas, but we paskin that it refers only to the mitzvahs in the confession.
Yeah, of course. We're discussing the first shita that doesn't hold that way. You're absolutely right. That is the halacha. Okay, but is Tony, you have a kasha. This Tony, call him Mr. Shubha Parsha Ma'akvos, that it's the Parsha itself that's Ma'akvos. Okay? So the Parsha mitzvahs are again Truma, Trumas Meiser, Meiser Risha, Meiser Sheni, Ravoi, Meiser Oni, Bikurim, and Chala. So any of those, if you violated, that's when it would be Ma'akev. Lekha Shechampe would not.
Can you just leave out the word?
No.
It's all or nothing?
It's all or nothing. Rabacha Rapapa Boy Kumri Rab Zeira. He had the following question. What if I put on my tefillin in the wrong order? I'm supposed to put on the shayad before the sharosh. What if I put on the sharosh before the shayad? Is that enough to be considered a violation? So you're saying it's not a violation. You're saying it's not a deraisa. It's interesting. You know, it's very interesting. Take a look at the this issue you're bringing up. Take a look at the Gois Hagra, at the Bir Hagra. You see in the second column on the left, Afilu Hikdam Tefila Sharosh LeTefila Shayan Pirish, Dahino Af Shelo Nichtav BeFerish. Even though this din is not explicit. Elmi Medrash Chachamim. Nami Makev. Maybe it's also Makev. So I thought this was interesting. How do we know that you put on the Sharosh after the Shayad? Because it's the order of the Pasuk. That's the order. That's not called, the Rosh says that's not called Melichta B'Ferish. That's a Medrash Chachamim. It's interesting. I was shocked when I saw that. I thought for sure that was going to be that way. It's in footnote 19, he mentions it at the bottom over there. He says the reason he's in doubt is because this prohibition, although of biblical status, notice that he holds it is a deraisa, is not stated explicitly in the Torah. That's what he says the Gra. Alternatively, it is because this is a very minor infraction. Okay, we say that the Chayzri Mochama, those who go back in Mochama, because Afilo, if they were Hifsik, if they were mafsik with a dibor, they also would be from Chayzer and Milchama. Remember that Gemara in Saita? Here, this is a different twist on it. You reversed the order. Okay. Zuchala, Rabbi Yitzchak Rabon, Sarach Loimer, Chala al Hakol. If you separate Chala, you need to say, you have to make a declaration. This dough is challah on all the rest of the dough that is here in front of me. So you have to make this declaration. Some say it doesn't have to be verbal, at least in your mind, you have to have it in mind. Truma alakol, same thing when it comes to truma. You should preferably say, this is the truma on everything. Lashem.
But You don't have to say it. You can have it in mind, right?
That's what it says here. In 23, it says, the Gemara means it must say it mentally. Okay. And Marafolda adds the time to have this intent is when you're saying the bracha. Okay, next thing, Lashem. Scripture states, both with regard to challah and with regard to truma, they should be separated for Hashem. Ze shem hamiyuchad. In other words, Lashem, for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yudkei Vavkei, right? He brings the psukim. It says, Tarimu truma Lashem. And it says, Es asher yarimu Lashem truma. Okay, so it says Yudkei Vavkei, both cases. Another similarity, nine shall also kol mat shishar mikzas, the same thing. There's another similarity between truma and challah, that if you don't leave over anything, you say the whole thing is truma, or you say the whole thing is challah, then it's nothing. That's garnished. Talmud Loimar may rachis, v'lo kol rachis. You can't. You're only supposed to separate from, but not the whole thing. In that way, they're the same. And that's the end of today's daf. Planning on making a siyum on Thursday night. I hope everybody can join us.
Are we tomorrow? Are we changing? Are we still going to have